if I said something is a humming and not appreciating learning the purr as it goes on, we break the shoes. We're going to Meshuvesh. The Baal Shem Tov is not the only tzaddik buried in Meshuvesh. In fact, many tzaddik are buried there, and mention perhaps the most prominent that we will all see when we're there. Two grandsons of the Baal Shem Tov. Reb Baruchel of Meshuvesh and Reb Moshe Chaim Ephraim of Sedlkov. These are two brothers, we already spoke about it, sons of Udel, the daughter and in a certain sense successor of the Baal Shem Tov, because Udel inherited all his talents. The Baal Shem Tov had a son, by the way, who did not inherit his talents. He had a daughter, Udel, who did, and Siddiq literature says that Udel was Zocha to Ruach HaKodesh. Udel had Ruach HaKodesh. He's the one who had the two sons that are buried in Meshuvesh, two great Hasidic leaders, Reb Baruchel and Reb Moshe Chaim Ephraim. She's the one, of course, who also had the daughter, Vega, the mother of Reb Nachman of Russia. Also in Meshuvesh, one of the listings very near, aside from the two grandsons, a great Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, mentioned prominently in Shifei Abesh, but otherwise we know very little about him. And, I'll add, mentioned in Shifei Abesh, which historians say you can't rely on to reconstruct the life of Baal Shem Tov, but in Shifei Abesh, mentioned again and again as a contemporary and close associate of Baal Shem Tov. In recent years, a historian at the Hebrew University came here to Poland, discovered, as I said, the official tax records of Meshuvesh, and these were, believe it or not, in Krakow. In the official tax records of Meshuvesh in Krakow, Reb Wolf Kietzis mentioned. Reb Wolf Kietzis was a Talmud Muvak and Talmud Chaver of the Baal Shem Tov, and he is buried in the cemetery that we'll be at now, near the Baal Shem Tov. Otherwise, we know almost nothing about him. But this is crucial. Remember this point. This man is mentioned. We knew only by the Shifei Habesh. We now also know from contemporary records. He is buried in Meshuvesh, the Abderul. The Abderul, Ram Yoshua Heschel. Ram Yoshua Heschel, Ayyub Yisrael, great Hasidic Rebbe, the Talmud of Nehem Elimelech, who spent most of his life elsewhere, but retired from the rabbinate shortly before the last years of his life. And he came here and lived as a private citizen. Meshuvesh, the Abderul, is buried here. In Meshuvesh. The Abderub is the founder of many, many dynasties of Chassidim. Anyone who's familiar with the Kapishnitzer Rebbe, the Kapishnitzer dynasty, any of the Rebbes with the name of Avraham Yoshua Heschel in the family, be sure they're descended from the Abderub, and indeed the whole dynasty of Rishon also descended from the Abderub. So all these are great tzaddikim buried here in Meshuvesh. I want to say a little bit about Reb Baruch. These two brothers, grandsons of the Baal Shem Tov, again, they were the sons of Udel, who was married to Baal Shem Tov's son-in-law, Rabbi Yechiel Ashkenazi. Yechiel Ashkenazi was a calm, placid man, always joyful and smiling, and it is said that Rabbi Shechaim Ephraim took after his father. He took after his father. Udel, who inherited all of the talents of the Baal Shem Tov, was a fiery woman, very spirited, and rhetorical, and inherited the genes, apparently, mostly of his mother. Rhetorical was a very controversial figure with many ups and downs. He was a Hasidic Rebbe. He was the first, perhaps, of the various Hasidic Rebbes to express Malchus, express the notion of Malchus. He lived here in Meshuvesh in a palace. In a palace of Meshuvesh. In a very luxurious and regal fashion, and indeed is the Rebbe who introduces Malchus into Chassidus more so than many others, and this will reappear later in the series of the Chassidic dynasty. Just to give you a little sense of who Reb Baruchel was, he was an iconoclast. You could never predict what Reb Baruchel would say or wouldn't say. He fiercely tried to preserve the traditions of the Bash, and basically viewed himself as the successor to the Baal Shem Tov, which made life somewhat difficult sometimes.